Hi, welcome to another Power Blast podcast, where we provide nourishment for the soul, allowing you to transform from the inside out, providing rapid results in mindset and fitness so you can recharge your battery and reclaim your power. Ready to reset your fitness focus? I get it. Sometimes life just throws us off our game, and maybe you miss a week at the gym, or you know what, the salads kind of go to the wayside. You're having a few times where you're eating out, sandwiches are a little bit too often, and well, here's the key. And I've mentored a lot of people. I actually mentored myself with this. The key isn't just getting back on track. It's really aligning your mindset to stay there. So let's talk about that today. If you're feeling a bit off or a bit lost on your fitness journey, I mean, don't worry. It's all about taking that first step with intention. And if you need a little guidance, head over to talktoperry.com and let's have a chat. Let's get you started and get you on that path, right? Okay, so let's talk about this today with just some simple steps that you can take. Five steps I'm going to give you to align to your fitness goals. Now, a lot of times people don't do this. They just come with a mindset of, hey, I just got to get in there and just do it. Yet they will come up with every excuse, rationalize things away. They don't show up. Maybe even kind of giggle or laugh a little bit, like laugh it off, like, oh yeah, that's just me again. You know, I just got to get back to it. And we have this little self-talk going back and forth. And that should be great awareness to go and say, if we're having the self-talk and the conversation to negotiate to get out of this, we can certainly use and leverage the power of our mindset to get back into this. Now, there are some actions that need to be taken. It's not just a mindset game. It's kind of an all-together, you know, there's about three different components to this. So let's put this together here. One is, for sure, having those clear goals, you know, the goals that maybe stretch you a bit, not ones that you automatically know that you can get to, or, you know, you think you can, but something's like, I have no idea how I'm going to get there, but I'm going to actually get there. So if you are aiming and striving for perfection over, or striving for progress over perfection, but aiming to hit the gym every day, maybe it's 5 days out of the seven to do that, you know, and giving yourself grace if you only hit 3 days, but still striving for five, you know, just aiming for that. I think tracking your progress is another big one. Just using a simple app, you know, to keep track of your workouts and your meals. I think just seeing your achievement in black and white can really be a huge motivator. For me, I kind of oppose the tracking stuff. I'm like, oh, I hate tracking. I hate writing it down. And the thing was, I was just telling myself I did not like being accountable. That way, if I got off track, I was okay with it. But man, I wanted those goals. And if somebody's told me, and the success leaves clues, somebody says, hey, here's a great way to do it. All I got to do is just keep track and just make note when you are deviating. But you can also note the progress that you're having over time. And so just seeing those achievements in black and white, that is a huge motivator. And I was blocking it out. It was like an instant kind of a resistance shield that I was using. Now, here's another one. This was a big game changer for me, was establishing a routine. Now, I get it. You know, sometimes we say, oh, routine, I'm being painted into a corner and I want the flexibility and stuff like that. You can be flexible with a routine. The thing is, you want to be consistent. Consistency is key. So setting a specific time for your workouts or your meal prep sessions are big. I used Sundays for meal prep. And initially, I was resistant to it. And I'm like, you know what? Here's the thing. When I found myself getting resistance to something, so here's a little bonus tip for you. I said, you know what? I'm opposed to this, but I think this may be a key to unlocking what it is that I want to achieve. I'm going to test this out over the next 30 days. And I didn't look at it as, okay, the next 30 days, I can't wait till 30 days is over with. I just literally said, I'm being resistant to it. I want to know if this matters. Let me give it a 30-day run. If it does matter, I'm going to keep doing it. So that was the thing. That was the mindset shift for me. I'm going to keep doing it and I'm going to improve on it. So that's what I did. I established a specific time because I was found myself winging it all the time or waiting to get motivated. And it's like, nope, the workday's done. As soon as I get home, I'm hitting the gym. I'm not going to sit and relax. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to unwind. Get in, let the dogs out, get my workout clothes in on, let the dogs in, go get the workout done. And it was rinse and repeat. That way, it never became where I was negotiating with myself. Okay? So make it as routine as brushing your teeth. Seeking support is another big one. I found, you know, I kind of was one of these when I first started out was like, I just wanted to just leave me alone. I'm just going to do it on my own. But when I tapped into a community and just checked in with a couple success buddies, I found that I lifted them up. They lifted me up. We reached our goals even more. And then you showed up a lot more. And that was interesting. And I did it virtually. It wasn't anything where it's like, hey, I'm waiting to go walking and you haven't shown up, so I'm not going to do my walk. It wasn't nothing like that. It was like, I'm still showing up regardless. Let's do this together. And it was always a virtual check-in. And I think celebrating success is pretty good, a really, really important thing. Many of us, we do things, we achieve certain things, and then we're on to the next thing, and we don't take time to sit and recognize or acknowledge ourselves for the things that we've done. So that you can reward yourself, you know, it can even be just pats on the back or just taking a moment for yourself, just saying, man, I've done this, you know, where you've met milestones along the way. And that could be as simple as, you know what, I created a new workout playlist or, you know what, I navigated a menu at a restaurant and I stayed within my nutrition goals, right? It can be any of those things. And if you are at a point where you're ready to turn your setbacks into a setup for success, check out talktoperry.com and let's make this season your best yet, because I want to hear what struggles you're going through, what you're wanting to achieve, and we can have that conversation so that you're boosting your mental and physical battery up to 100%, you know, what, as opposed to like a little 6-year-old smartphone with 2% battery life, you know what that's like, right? and really recharge your mental and physical batteries there and reclaim the power. So that's talktoperry.com so you can make that best season of yours yet and really catapult yourself for many years to come. So remember, every day, it's a new chance to push forward. And you can use these simple steps to not just get back on track, not back on the wagon again, but really to stay there, energized, focused on what truly matters to you. So just know you can choose to use your power and take control and use these tips. Or you can let excuses, justifications, negotiating with yourself control you and drain your power. It really boils down to deciding and committing to yourself and your goals and choosing to figure out new ways, looking at possibilities, learning and growing, and keep moving forward. You've got this, my friend. That's another Power Blast podcast in the books. Thanks so much for tuning in. And remember, when you are ready to recharge your battery, make sure you go to talktoperry.com. That's talktoperry.com. That's P-E-R-R-Y. And I want to listen. I want to hear, you know, what's going on. I want to help you in that 15-minute call to recharge your battery and reclaim your power so that you're off and running and creating massive momentum toward your dream. Also, every day, I am delivering more motivation, support, tips, and strategies inside my free community with amazing people like yourself. And we are conquering the mindset and the fitness. I do 52 weeks of free training in there, plus I coach and I mentor people, as well as give you access to tons of resources and guides. Just head over to upsidedownfit.com and you can get into the group. And hey, you would be an awesome friend if you get over to iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast and leave an honest rating and review for the Power Blast podcast. It helps awesome people like you find the show even faster. That's all I have for this week. I'll see you on the next Power Blast podcast. And always remember,
it's never too late. We'll see you next week.